The prophet Isaiah says something about the fact that Jesus died for our sins. And you find that in chapter 53 of Isaiah. You know the trick about finding Isaiah, right? You take a Bible, open it in the middle, and there's Isaiah in front of you. And then you find chapter 53. And it says, starting at verse 3 of chapter 53 in Isaiah, in any Bible, it says, "He was despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. And we esteemed him not. But surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Jesus died for our sins. And you know that, you know that, you know that. Do you know sometimes where you know that from? Well, here we talked about John chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 53. John the Baptist, a prophet speaking. And then Isaiah, a prophet speaking. And then in the first letter of John, which is in the Bible at the back, just before the book of Revelation, right? The first letter of John, which is written by the disciple John, not John the Baptist, but the disciple John, he writes this in chapter 1 of the first letter to John, verses 5 through 7, say this: "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." It's such good news. It's such good news. It's a strange sort of good news because it's contradictory, cleansing with blood. If I shave and nick and it gets on my collar, I'm booking to the water before that blood ever dries and get it out of there, or else it's going to live there for the rest of the time I own that shirt. I've never experienced blood to clean, not a single thing, except this ritual that God has established. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins, no forgiveness of sins. Jesus died for our sins, and that was not the end, but instead a beginning. And that was not a stain, but instead a cleansing. It contradicts what the whole world understands. God comes into the world and he goes, "I am going to show you I'm God." And Easter does that. And people who weren't convinced before are convinced after. And people who weren't convinced yet have been convinced since. It's the thing that changes the heart that doesn't yet. You hear that? The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the thing that changes the heart that doesn't yet believe, yet care, yet understand, yet know. It's the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation.